This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today. We come to part 34E of this study that we've been doing from Ephesians, the third chapter, and verses 16 through 20. We're now at verse 20 in our continuing series, Being Like Christ. For that, beloved, is our gain. It is our desire. If we love the Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart and soul, then it is our desire to be like Him, to emulate Him, to copy Him. You know, amazingly, when you consider who, for instance, Peter was, he was a mere fisherman. But he loved the Lord so much, we heard earlier on today, when his fish was filled in the boat in Luke 5. What did he do? What was his response? He bowed down and he worshipped Jesus as he saw him on the seashore. And Jesus said, "You will be fishers of men." And Peter's response was to leave all of those fish behind, all of that wealth behind, and to follow his Lord and Savior. That's what he did. He didn't care about the fish any longer. He followed him. And he wanted to be like him. He wanted to emulate him, so much so that if you read the Acts of the Apostles in chapter 2 and see how Peter is talking to the Sanhedrin, and he is talking to the chiefs, priests and scribes there in Jerusalem, at the Council of Jerusalem, you can see wisdom pouring from his mouth, and that comes from the Holy Spirit. And I tell you this, the Holy Spirit can do that for you as well. Let's look at what it says in Ephesians, the third chapter, and verse 20, it says this. Paul is talking to the church in Ephesus and he says, "Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work in us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think." Now. Say now. Now, that means right at this moment, this very moment, as we are worshiping God in spirit and in truth, now, right now, all glory to God. And I believe we've got to do this in every aspect of our lives, in every part of our lives, in who we are. We give glory to God. Jesus gave glory to God. You know, in the garden, when he was praying before he was going to be taken away and crucified, he knew the crucifixion was coming. He knew what was happening to him. And he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane and he said, "Take this cup away from me. I don't want to drink its poison." And then he said this, "But not my will, but your will be done." In other words, as Jesus said, "Not my will, not what I want, Lord, but what you want," he was giving glory to Almighty God. And that's what we have to do on every and any occasion, is to give glory to Almighty God for what he has done in our lives, because he is so worthy of praise. Now, all glory to God, comma. And then Paul goes on to tell you, in just a few short words, exactly who God is. And if you've been wondering who your Lord and Savior is, it's summed up with these words: who is able? God, our Heavenly Father, has the ability through His mighty power at work in us. You see, you live your life, you do whatever you want to do, you continue with your life day to day, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out, doing what you do. But if you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, we know this, that great power is work within us. Why? Because the Bible tells us so. Through His mighty power at work within us, watch, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. I love that word, to accomplish infinitely more. In other words, it's not to accomplish finitely more, because being finite, I can figure that out. I can think of what can happen in my life because it's finite and I'm using my brain. But God's brain is infinite. In other words, He can do things in my life I've not even thought about yet. He can do things in your life you haven't even considered. Why? Because you have a finite brain and you can't see what God can do. You cannot see what He can accomplish in your life if you just give Him that chance, if you just give Him that opportunity. Because He is Lord. He will always be Lord. Nothing is going to change that. You know, this is an amazing fact. If you walk away from God, He's still Lord. If you decide you don't want to follow Jesus any longer, He's still Lord. Nothing changes. Nothing at all changes. He is still God Almighty. He is still the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is still the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. That will not change just because you've walked away from Him. And as you walk away, He still loves you. As you walk away, He longs for your return. Because one day, as you walk away, you will return. We know that. You will return. Because the Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Every knee. Not just a few, but every. You will have no choice but to kneel before the throne of grace. So as you walk away, Jesus still loves you. And the Lord tells that story of the prodigal son who walks away from his father and takes all the wealth that he believes he is owed. And he goes and spends it on riotous living, spends all his money, and ends up feeding the pigs because that's the only job he could get. And suddenly thinks to himself, you know what? Even the servants in my father's house are treated better than this. I'm going to return. And his father, oh, this gets to me. His father sees him from a long way off. From a long, long way off, his daddy sees him. And he comes out to meet him. And he tells the servants, to kill the fatted calf, that calf that had been kept for a special occasion. And he puts a cloak on his shoulders and rings on his fingers that signifies great wealth. And the father says, "For my son was lost and now is found, and he has come home." Oh, it's so powerful. That even after we do all the stuff that we do, even after we sin the way we sin, even after we have turned our backs on him, he still loves us. He still adores us. He still wants us. Why? Well, only God can tell you that. But he would say to you, "Why not? For you are my child. You are my adopted child. Thank you, Jesus." Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we could ask or think. Do you not feel, as I am bringing you this word right now, do you not feel, do you not sense that infinite power at work in you? Do you not sense in your heart and in your mind and in your soul that God is working in your life? Do you not see? Because he is. You know, I can think of this ministry and I can think finitely of what would be great to happen. I'm praying about a couple of things at the moment for the radio and for TV, and I'm praying and praying about those things, and in my finite brain I see where this could go if the Lord wills it. But he is already at work, and he is working on things that I could never even think of, that would never come into my brain, into my finite small brain. He's working on things. I know it. I know it like I know it. And the reason I know it, because of this powerful scripture. Without powerful scriptures like this, I would not know. And I would wonder in my heart, "Father, what are you doing? How are you doing things?" But in scriptures like this, they just blow you away. Now, all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. And he does it because he loves you so much. He does it because he cares about you. He does it because he looks out for you and he protects you. Why? Because he's your father. And all you need to do is to give him glory for all he is doing in your life, because he does not stop doing wonderful things in your life. You might not see it sometimes. You might be going through a rough time, a hard time, and you can't see it. You don't understand it. And you say, "Lord, why are you letting this happen?" Why? Because James has summed that up in the first chapter of James and verse 2, "Consider it pure joy when you go through trials." Consider it pure joy. Because those trials make you tougher. Those trials bring you forward. Those trials Keep your eyes on Jesus. He is wonderful. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for the power in your word. And I pray in Jesus' name that all who have been listening to your word today would be impacted and know that you love them. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.